Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about equipment used in construction. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go into the podcast. A construction job site will give us the picture of laborers working tirelessly with their supervisor directing them to work in several types of heavy equipment digging deep into the ground, and the rest busy carrying something or something else. Overall, we find nobody being idle. Everybody and everything is doing some or other activities. Having said this, construction industry is heavily dependent on the kinds of heavy equipment being used on the site. The owner of the construction company invests a good chunk of money in procuring heavy equipment, and post-buying takes immense care to ensure that the machines work fine, basically keeping daily maintenance and proper oil changes and everything else going on, PM work. He or she spends a good deal of money to keep them well maintained so that it performs when it is needed the most, which is on the job site. In big projects, you will see numerous heavy equipment. However, the most common types of machines that are seen on sites will be discussed as following. Number one, excavators. Excavators, you'll see them all the time. Excavators are machines that are required to excavate the earth using its boom or stick. It has the potential to dig deep into the ground and extract soil. It is one of the most common types of heavy equipment that can be seen in almost every construction site. This is because of every construction site requires some amount of digging to be done and can't have better choice than using an excavator. Some companies also use the alternatives, which are undoubtedly good options, but may not be able to deliver the results that an excavator can do. It also carries the soil to dump it on a dump truck, so there is no need of heavy equipment like a wheel loader to do this work. Again, wheel loaders are great, but when you got an articulated truck right next to it to move that dirt, boom, shove it out of the earth with the excavator and turn to the right and put it in the dump truck. Next, bulldozers. Bulldozers, this is yet another common heavy equipment that can be seen in most of the construction sites. As the word goes, bulldozers are used to demolish anything that comes on its way. Well, not literally anything, but ideally used to break any existing structure and build something new in its place. Many construction companies depend on dozers during the initial phase of their project. Most of them prefer buying machines manufactured by Caterpillar or John Deere. However, there are other players who have made their presence felt and are giving healthy competition to the pioneers, thus giving rise to more innovative dozers. Next, wheel loaders. Wheel loaders are primarily used to ferry huge piles of soil from one point to another. It has huge space to dump the soil, which is not available in any other form of heavy equipment. It can also cover a lot of distance in less time as compared to a construction machinery that are capable of carrying debris. Therefore, wheel loaders often used in big construction projects where chances of accumulation of dirt is more and which can be ferried easily to the dump truck. Again, wheel loaders or track loaders, just depends. And dump trucks or articulated trucks. Last but not least, a dump truck is also widely seen on heavy equipment on a construction site. It's basically used to carry dirt and debris from the job site to the dump yard. Yes, but if you're keeping that dirt on the job site, then you use articulated trucks, off-road dump trucks. Almost every construction site needs a dump truck to do away with the huge portions of dirt it yields on a daily basis. Again, you got any questions on this? Give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.